Well, we'll continue our conversation in a moment. We do have a caller, though, first. Robert is standing by with a question or a comment. So, Robert, go ahead.
Yes, in regards to that historic Christian church that you own, it's a match to the historic Valley County Courthouse there in the plaza. And if you wanted room to build your new courthouse, you can go right out there in the middle of Fifth and Humboldt and abandon the right-of-ways and build that right in the center of that intersection. You got parking all around. It'd be the same thing the city did with the Methodist Church over there in the alley where they put their lobby. It's, you know, we give you permission to do that. Just don't tear down that Christian church. You can build, put it back together for the police dispatchers, for the police being near to the courthouse, and also the municipal courthouse. And you can have room there for Pawnee Mental Health to ride with the police department. Okay, thank you.
All right. I guess that's a good place as any to start is the former church property. Any response to that, John?
Well, first off, the intersection out there isn't county-owned, so we have to work with the city on that. Not saying it couldn't happen, not saying it would happen. My perspective on the church is it has served its useful purpose, given the dynamics. Even if we build on that lot outright, even just for court-related services at this point in time, leaves it well short of the dedicated square footage it needs to operate just to start with, not even taking into consideration the future. I guess for me, you know, one of the reasons why I voted not to purchase that property and building last year was, though there's a master plan and stuff put in place, there wasn't really a solid strategy in which to incorporate that. So I feel like we just kind of have a lot at a particular point in time. So I'm trying to do the best to mitigate the situation and not let that turn into a, I guess, a money pit, for lack of a better term at this point in time, with no real gain and having to circle all the way back to what started the conversation many years ago to start with.
Now, there is a challenge from the State Historical Society that they want to see that designated as a historical location?
No, I think the Local Preservation Society, I believe, filed an application to the state, and there is a hearing for that on August 7th, I think. And I really, at this point in time, don't know what will transpire from there, but at least for the moment, in a way, we do need to do some cleanup. There's some asbestos, some other environmental things with that asbestos that we're going to work on getting cleaned up in the meantime, and we'll just continue to work on it as is and figure out what path to go as it comes up.
Yeah. Well, and that's probably frustrating for you, knowing kind of what you want to do with that building. I think you guys have been talking, not everybody on the commission's in agreement, but, you know, that building should come down and make, you know, saying that it's served its purpose, but you know, having these delays, I mean, that just takes more time, and I don't know what the process is going to hold in the future, but it's got to be a little frustrating.
Yeah, you know, you got to keep in mind, you know, while the building's up, we got to keep insurance on it, liability. It's not in the greatest shape inside. You know, one of the other things, you know, if you're going to repurpose it, I guess, is it has absolutely no IT. Infrastructurally, you're basically starting all over with HVAC, electricity, water and sewer still in place underneath, so that's probably not a huge deal, but there's some other challenges built within that. And if you use that space, how do you incorporate the space you already have when you're already shortchanged on space there? You're not going to gain any extra square footage out of the scenario, but how do you accomplish your space needs with all that? And that's a discussion that we've had, and that's one of the reasons why we came to this conclusion that's just not going to be feasible part of any plan, whatever it may be, moving forward.
All right. We have another caller here with a question. Teresa is standing by. Go ahead, Teresa.
Yes. Actually, I have a comment. I've actually talked with all three of the county commissioners about this issue, offering suggestions, one of which is, the county spent $800,000 to purchase the property, correct? Was that the price that it was paid for it?
John, do you have the answer to that?
I can't hear the can't hear the caller very well. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was thinking it was like $800,000 spent to purchase the church in the first place. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
I don't know. It was closing costs about $880,000. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you've got close to $1 million for the property. Then to tear it down to have a parking lot, I forget, was another what, $200,000 or something. So basically, and then you're saying the space isn't big enough for what you feel we need. So then we basically spent over $1 million for a parking lot. And one of my suggestions to you all was and still is, okay, if it's not going to work, put it back on the market. Even if you sold it for half of what you paid for it, well, maybe somebody else will renovate it. Again, I drive through the downtown area often. I look at all the gorgeous limestone buildings. Many of the other buildings have been renovated. And I just feel like, for sure, the original old part of the church, it would be a very big shame to tear that down. I'm not saying that those newer parts are so great looking, or I have no idea what they're like inside. But anyway, those are my comments, and I appreciate people listening, and I just think it's really important that we not be in a hurry. And one of the other things I'm going to suggest, we set a limit on what the county commissioners can use our money for, because this is a good example, I feel like, of how we've just gotten ourselves into quite a financial, like you say, money pit. So thank you for your help. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. She had obviously she's passionate about this, and she's not alone. There's a lot of folks who want to see that building preserved.
Well, I guess the question, to answer at least part of that question, a property's been maybe not on the market specifically, but it's basically been for sale for pretty much close to a decade, off and on, indirectly. If a private developer or a private entity was to come in and use that, conventional wisdom would tell me that they would have already purchased it well in advance of us doing so and had a specific for-profit, nonprofit, whatever plan to use it. I've talked to two separate developers myself and just asked their opinions on it, and they both said the same thing to me, that it wouldn't be a value to them to do anything with. And I'm talking commercially speaking. I don't know if you can get creative outside of that. So I feel like, even still, somebody was going to purchase to do something with it, whether it was to renovate it or tear it down themselves, I think that would have already happened by now. There's been plenty of time for that to come.
I know there's been talks here in the community about needing an indoor pool space. That'd be a prime location for it. Just throwing darts here.
I don't know if the building would work around it, but there would be enough space to maybe accomplish something like that, yeah.
All right, that's probably a conversation for another day here, but we'll see if how that process goes going forward. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with John Ford and your calls here at News Radio KMAN in Focus.